Time now to have a chat to Ross Barnett. As I mentioned at the top of the show, an atrocious incident occurred yesterday at Toowoomba where a couple of stewards were sprayed with a substance in their eyes by a licensed person while they were conducting an inspect. And Ross Barnett is the Integrity Commissioner of Queensland Racing. He joins us now. Good morning, Ross. How are you?
Good morning, Michael.
First of all, Ross, how are the two stewards that were sprayed?
Well, fortunately, they're fine. They've received prompt medical attention yesterday and there are no ongoing issues for them medically, but that doesn't, of course, lessen the impact of this outrageous assault.
Do you know what they were sprayed with?
Yeah, we believe it was a can of aerosol engine degreaser and they were sprayed in their face and into their eyes. Mm. So they're very lucky they haven't sustained any long-term damage.
It's just unfathomable. What is the current situation? Or how did it unfold?
Look, they were just there doing some lawful routine inquiries into complaints we'd had about animal welfare and the ownership of some thoroughbreds and possible dummy training arrangements. Mm. They were just up there making some inquiries, as you know, we expect them to do. And in the course of that, there was this completely unprovoked attack. No warning, no provocation. This industry participant just turned on them. And in addition to assaulting them, as I've just explained, he also stole the keys to their commissioned vehicle before he drove away.
It's just remarkable. So what's the current status now? I believe Queensland Police are investigating, and their statement says a 73-year-old from Pittsworth is wanted for questioning.
Yeah, that's correct. As you know, we have the Racing Crime Squad seconded to the commission, and they embedded with us, so they took up this job immediately yesterday and they're in charge of the investigation. I'm led to believe that the individual concerned may be making himself available for interview this morning, and you may or may not be aware we equip our stewards with body worn video. Mm. So we will have a full audio and visual record of what occurred from the video that the stewards were carrying at the time.
Okay, is that only in Queensland that you do that?
Yeah, I think it's a first for Australia. It's something that we introduced straight after the commission started. And it's really proving its worth in cases like this, where we don't have to rely on the steward's recollection or evidence of an incident. We have the independent full record of what was said and what was done by everybody concerned.
That sounds like a very good move for the integrity officers, especially with situations like that. If participants know, it may actually prove a deterrent in the future as well.
Well, we certainly hope so. And look, and these events are very rare. One of the stewards involved has been on the job for over 40 years and said this is only the second time that he's been assaulted. So we don't want to suggest that this is a regular event, but we don't want to see it occur ever. It's unacceptable for stewards who are doing their job to be subject to this sort of assault. It's just not on.
Are you able to reveal the name? Reports that it is a Group 1 winning trainer?
Look, because the person concerned has not yet been interviewed by police, I would rather not identify him. But once he's been interviewed and possibly charged later today, that information may become public.
While this is a police matter, from a Racing Queensland position, what type of sanctions is this trainer now facing?
Well, in addition to the criminal charges, I would suggest probably flow today. Under our licensing standards, the options are available to us to suspend and cancel any license held by a licensee. Mm. And once that person is charged, we can move immediately to suspend and on conviction to cancel that license. And based on the circumstances known to me, I would say we'll be taking that course of action.
Yeah, absolutely, and in regards to the health of the horses that are there, what was found out on the property?
Look, this was a follow up to an inspection that had been done a couple of weeks ago. So there were minor animal welfare issues identified, which can be easily corrected. But the broader issue for them was around the training and ownership arrangements of some horses on the property, and that was the focus of the investigation.
Ross, I appreciate your time. We'll follow this story. It's just atrocious. The stewards certainly do not deserve to be treated that way when they're going about their job.
Agreed, and thanks for your support.
Ross Barnett, who is the Queensland Racing Integrity Commissioner, It's a big story. When the name becomes public, I think a lot of people in racing will be quite shocked. I'm led to believe that early reports say that it is a Group 1 winning trainer. All right, we're going to take a break. It's just gone past 9 o'clock. Time for the news on the other side of the news.